Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers.
Someone sent us a message. Monica broke some news about alcohol consumption in the state of Florida. Now completely bars and restaurants, no alcohol to be served anywhere. But are the bars closed? Because somebody just sent us a message on Facebook, says all bars are closed in Florida.
That's different.
I don't have that. I read you directly what I have, which is the alcohol consumption in, and that's by a Fox 13, in the bars. No alcohol consumed in the bars. That's the Tampa Bay Times. That's Fox 13. And that where there was an actual tweet from the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, like actual direct tweet from them 37 minutes ago, is suspending on-premises consumption of alcohol at bars statewide. Doesn't say anything about bars being closed, just on
right. That's how I took the wording too. Was they weren't closed?
I'm reading
closed
it
to people gathering
there.
In them. That's what it sounded like.
Do people?
And that's the thing is
what?
Sorry, but that's the thing is, and someone the first quote I loved. It's not a this first reply to that was you're ruining my life. Oh well, back to getting drunk at restaurants, which is true. Because if because that's what we did before the bars were open. We just sat at tables. Like, I went to brunch. You know what I mean? We didn't sit at the bar, and there was
no
gathering.
But now you can't.
If it's a restaurant, if I go to Grillsmith, if I go to Glory Days, and I sit at a table and I order ribs, you know what I mean? And I get
a drink with that.
It's a restaurant, right?
I understood you to say no bars, no restaurants with alcohol.
No alcohol.
I thought you said no alcohol in bars or restaurants.
It says bar. Like, and I'll read you the direct quote from the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. This is their tweet. They're suspending on-premises consumption of alcohol at bars statewide.
Right. Right. Which made me say, oh, so then you can take it out. I don't know if you ever have takeout service, but a lot of places do takeout service.
Basically like we did before the bars were open, like stage 1.5 or something, where it was...
Right.
Where it was like we went to the beach and we sat down at the table, but all the bars were like locked up. Like there was nobody.
Gotta go a little backwards.
So basically, they just gave the bar owners a dry handy. Really, what they did. They closed them, then they opened them. They closed them, then they opened them. Now they closed them again.
Someone's touching it still.
I don't know. Not the bars. The restaurants, yes, but not the bars. The bar owners are getting, you know.
You never minded a little dry humping back in the day.
You think these bartenders might want to? No, the bar owners are not happy. There's no way. They can't be. I understand they need to keep everybody safe, and they know they have their responsibility there. But, if the state is going to just clip their lifeline dry, well, they better give them a little stimulus package, you know? Something.
Mark Wilson of Fox 13 just reported this whole closure of the no consumption of alcohol at bars says this comes after another record number of cases reported overnight, more than 8,900.
Whoa.
So
that's a lot.
Remember the other day I said to you, I go, the place you guys aren't at yet is where the numbers start doubling overnight.
It's the exponential stuff that
you know
gets
when
scary.
I said it was 3,000 one day, 6,000 one day, the next day, then it was just like 10,000, then it was like 18,000, like just slightly less than as of the other day. You guys weren't there yet.
Nope.
I'm hoping this is just a one day blip, because if you are there, then this thing is off and running and you haven't seen anything like it yet.
Am I wrong? I feel like in the last week it went from 1,000 a bunch of days in a row to 2,000 2 days in a row, then 5, and now 8,500. I feel like in a week, that's what's been, or so, that's what's been accomplished. I mean, that's it's on fire.
Obviously. I'm not a prayer guy, but I really hope that this thing isn't off and running. Because if it is, it's going to suck for a while. Yeah. It's going to suck for a couple months. It's going to suck for a couple months.
And I thought we were not past it by any means. I still clearly where I still know it's existing, but I thought that we had more of a handle on it, not in a cure, but in a people know how to handle it. Now we know we have to wear masks. Now we know
keep
we stay apart
down the
from
numbers.
Each other. Right. Yeah.
Because you had your little peak that was way below ours, and it had come down, and that's why you started to open up again. I mean, I can see where you think that.
People have, and I was just discussing this with my friend the other day, people have got to get their crap together before November 6th. That's all I'm saying. Like, I am not having a quarantine 50th birthday. This is going to be
I was wondering what was November 6th.
And I'm just not. Mm. And that's just the way it is. So figure it out, people, and do your thing.
If you still happen to be quarantined on November 6th, that party horn and much more will be provided to you by audio from us.
Yeah.
We'll give you a and wonderful Sally? Environment.
What day of the week is November 6th? Let's see.
It's a Friday.
We'll all be in a good mood.
It
depends on who wins
the
election. If Biden wins the election, you'll be in a good mood. If Trump wins the election, you're just going to not want to celebrate, assuming.
Both are reasons to get drunk. Yay, Trump's out. Or I got to get drunk.
Yay,
dude's going to be there for another 4 years. Yeah, it's going to.
That's a good point.
There's always a reason. It was going to be a whole weekend thing. When I was born on a Friday, so it was going to be a whole thing. So get your crap together, people, because.
By November 6th.
Yup.
Which version is he playing?
Things keep changing. Happy.
I feel so sad. I've lost the best friend.
Alcohol.
That I ever had.
Fun at bars.
She was my woman. I love her so. But it's too late now.
Jack Daniels.
I've let her go.
Jack Daniels.
Jacqueline.
Maybe that's what I'll drink tonight.
I'm going
I love you, White Claws.
I do.
You know, I'm going to I'll be honest with you. I'll be surprised if the next move isn't gatherings of less than 10 people, you know, more than 10 people are going to get out. I just smell what's coming. I do.
We've
seen this movie before, man. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I don't want it to happen to you guys because it blows.
Yeah.
But that's I'm saying. But it doesn't have to be that way. If people, if this, like, let's face facts, this is a big one. So it's like, okay, people, it doesn't have to be that way. If everybody's like, okay, well, we screwed up. We promise not to do it again. We will now be cool.
Monica, if it's off and running, it's too late.
That's the problem.
If it's off and running,
the math is the math.
It gets so quick. It spreads so quickly that if it's off and running, you have to completely shut the valve off. And the way you completely shut the valve off is by shutting everything down.
So now, till when?
Until the numbers start to drop and the curve. Right now, your curve is going flatten the curve. You guys are skyrocketing up.
All right, you got to get to the top and come down
you
the other side.
You
got
to get to the top and start to come back to the other side and continually go down, go down, go down, go down, go down, and then you'll get to start all over again.
Brett's good at this. Let's see if he remembers.
Yes.
I don't know if we do. It's been a flash. Mm-hmm. When we had our stay at home, just go to the grocery store, go to the pharmacy, and, you know, it wasn't a law. There weren't police at the end of the streets.
Right.
This was just how long did that go on? I feel like at least a month.
6 weeks, I think.
Okay.
That's
pretty solid. But that was in March, and it was raining all the time here, so
it wasn't so bad.
That wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Right, right. So it would limit, and you would only go one person to the grocery store or the pharmacy. That was it.
You only allowed one person from your family allowed out, and then you'd wait online to get in the stores because they would limit the amount of people that were allowed in the store, in the supermarket.
And that's where the stupid toilet paper
allowing,
thing. And,
they were allowing elderly to go early shopping hours in supermarkets so they can get their supplies. Yeah. Like, I don't want to see you guys with the whole toilet paper shortage and all that crap.
You know, so when you say how long, I mean something like a month or 6 weeks if they go to stay at home, because that's the only way to really shut it down. People have to stay separate from each other. It worked for us, though. That's the only thing I would say.
It was It was probably about 2 months. I remember.
You think?
Going from when they with the Walgreens. That's what I always think of first for me personally, where we had to wait outside to get in, and it was 10 people at a time, and there was a security guard letting you in one person at a time. And then around Mother's Day that weekend, it was like, hey, everybody, we're good. Come on in. Let's crowd everything up. Just wear your mask. We're good. We can have 40 people back in here again.
Man.
So I feel like Mother's Day. So it was almost 2 months till things kind of
semi-opened
up.
And here's why I won't think it'll be as bad for you is because we had no information on this thing. Everything was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's a lot more knowledge as to how it spreads and everything else. So I think you'll be able to avoid the complete and utter disaster that we were unable
hopefully,
to avoid.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to get at is why does it have to be a shutdown? Like, why does it have to be a law and a shutdown? And why can't we just do it ourselves? Like, what? I'm an adult. I know, stay 6 feet away, wear my mask. Like, if everybody did that, we wouldn't need people. We wouldn't need alcohol not consumed in bars because we're doing it ourselves. Why does it have to get to the point where we have people? They have to tell us what to do.
Because you screwed up at this point.
Well, because the numbers, that's all.
Right. When everything first happened, that's how I was feeling. That's how we all were feeling. But now that we realize how the sickness works and how this particular disease affects people, you guys open things up with all the knowledge. And new people, I mean Florida and the other states at the moment. Everything opened up, and then it got screwed up with the knowledge. You weren't utilizing them. Not everybody was utilizing the masks and the social distancing, and now here we are.
Monica, to be quite honest, though, if there was a poster for how you were supposed to behave, they'd have a picture of you and your shield with a mask underneath it.
Yeah. So which is why all I ask is by November 6th. Like, I just don't need to be I felt so bad for those April birthdays where they were just
my daughter.
Yep, mine too. It's just almost like a non-event, you know? So this is the first step, and then you got to see what else happens after this. We'll just watch how many people are going to the hospital. That's the big thing. Obviously, the numbers that are flashy and great for headlines are how many new cases. But then you have to see how many people are ending up in the hospital, how many people are really serious. But the only way to stop the numbers from spreading and then you're going to hit people who are going to go in the hospital. The only way to protect people is to separate. And bars is like, I think, just a step, I would think.
The worst part of this is everybody's getting their information from different places. None of it's the same. And everybody thinks they're an expert. Enjoy your weekend conversations.
But they should have it better because we already went through that a few months ago because we were the virgins with this thing.
Right.
You know. And now these guys at least know what us and other states went through and what they went through with the first thing. So
I say we all just use Brett's Walgreens test. I like it. I trust it. It makes sense to me, and I can get behind that.
That's going to be another couple of months for you then.
Well, we'll see.
Which is fine.
This is only one step, one thing. Let's see how long this goes and see what else the governor decides to do and how people react. But yeah, I mean, we have plenty of people who are like revolting too. We're like, I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous. And then the numbers and the sicknesses and the deaths. And then you're like, yeah, this really is real. And that's just the reality of how the pattern went in New York when we had it that long ago. And now our numbers, it's still around us, you know, it's still here, but it's just not, we're not in a hot button state right now. So we were the epicenter.
What was I going to say?
Crap. It's going to sound like me.
I lost my train
anything
of thought.
Anything to do with
today
a Mona Lisa? Or...
this sounds like what they would call a senior moment.
Hey, no. I don't know. I really hope. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Is the 4th of July. It's next weekend. So, I mean, I'm still, like, every 4th of July, I go to the beach. It's an all-day thing. I watch the thing.
Home sweet home.
No,
are you on the second floor?
I'm going. Yeah, I'm on the top floor.
Oh, the top floor. Good. You'll be able to see the fireworks from there. That's good.
From the penthouse.
And they'll be able to feel your teardrops below.
I'm going to the beach, y'all. I don't care. I'm bringing White Claws. I'm going to the beach, and there's.
You're doing whatever they tell you to do, tough guy.
Right.
Who are you kidding?
You rule follower.
You're gonna follow the rules like a bitch, and you're gonna sit and do whatever they tell you to do. Jesus Christ, who are you?
No, please. But I am because wait, the beaches aren't against the law. I can go to the beach still. I can go to the beach tomorrow if I wanted to, right?
Don't you didn't they have them closed down? Don't you remember?
Listen, little lady. Fall in line.
That can just
sit
happen.
Sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
Some of that.
Damn it.
Have a cup
damn
of
it, my damn.
Have a big heaping cup and shut the F up.
Gotta do what they gotta do. All right, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's time. You just gotta
stop
wait it out.
Right now.
See what happens. All right, coming up around 12:15, 12:20 or so, the game Dead Guy in the Envelope, where you try to figure out who the dead celebrity is whose name is in the envelope. I'll have your clues. You guys try to figure it out and win the game around 12:15 or 12:20. We'll be right back.
It's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.